difficulties going deeper in prayer. Two main difficulties present themselves early in autistic prayer: challenges with understanding others, and overly emotional explanations. First is unavoidable. The second can be lessened with effort. Autistics have significant issues understanding others. Several psychological theories have explained this. Daddy and Mr. Rick planted some pines. They're still there to this day, standing tall, looking good, and were basically just small seedlings, about a foot tall. I can remember them straight in a line, like little green soldiers standing in formation. I also recall one winter where there was a huge snow, and the little soldiers were completely covered in snow. And I thought to myself, there's no way they can survive this. The poor little trees are doomed. This litany had been held in honor throughout the church for many centuries. It is daily recited by millions of the faithful and has become an integral part in some of our public acts of worship. We have therefore thought that it would not be out of place to inquire into its doctrinal meaning and to give to light the fruits of our studies for the edification of the Christian people. The portal in the mirror closed. I felt my energy abandon me and felt immense pain all over my body. My eyes were burning, and my vision was gradually blurring. The pain and burning in my eyes became more and more unbearable. Suddenly, everything stopped hurting, and I no longer felt my body. I began by launching a provocative statement. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. John chapter 6, verse 44. Doesn't it seem presumptuous to want to transmit the faith, given that following Christ, the substance of our faith, is an initiative of the Heavenly Father? It is our opinion as well that the expression transmitting the faith needs considerable clarification. Our primary task is less focusing on transmitting the faith, but rather to live it with integrity.